You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
None of them good.
Yeah, sleep. All those things that we just talked about.
We will start with.
Let's not go with. Yeah.
Really, Slee, I think you should have been in our conversation with all
How
four
many,
producers.
I don't think there were enough chairs in there if you would have brought Slee in there.
How many producers do you have?
Well, I don't know.
I am not a producer, first
yeah,
of all.
Yeah, he's not a producer today.
Today.
So what I'm changes?
Like, he's a co-host.
How do you take off your producer hat and put on your
title?
My
title is not producer. There's nothing in my title that
yeah,
says
Yeah, but
producer.
Wait a minute. You are the producer
but you
of the
are
Mason
producer.
And Island
Show. I am the producer of the Mason and Island Show. That's just an extra thing that I do.
Oh, okay. So you're the manager
for you.
Of audio.
It's really for you, by
okay,
the
way.
Okay, but we're not saying.
Wait a minute. Why is it for me?
It's not for Ireland because Ireland doesn't want me there.
Yeah, Ireland does not want Bergman there at all.
It's not. We're not.
If you didn't show up one day, would he even notice?
No, he'd be like, Laura, you got this, right?
Yeah.
Laura, you're cool?
Ireland. I don't know what it is.
When is Emily coming to join me? That's what they would say.
Exactly.
So you need three producers?
I need, actually, I could use a third. Right now, I only have two. I've got Lindsay.
Yeah.
I've got Bergman.
Yep.
Morales is not a producer.
But not Bergman today.
No.
Yeah.
Laura did not come
Does
and join
Does your attitude
us,
change when you move over in the chair?
This is Lordberg territory.
Lordberg?
Yeah. When I come in for Travis and Slee, where they call me Lordberg, and this is where
it's Lordberg.
Yeah. Have Parker go get you a Starbucks?
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
Hey, Parker, if you can, yeah. Please.
Mace,
yeah.
Do you notice his attitude is different
and
when he's
cassant.
Co-hosting with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, he's like, I'm the sheriff in town here. He's like,
yeah. That's very much how I
feel. Do you feel the need to flick him back into place?
Yeah, let's go.
Let's get some producing to do.
No, I think he does a good job. I'm one of the few people here who thinks he's actually good on
Why
the air.
Few?
Is that your attempt at a compliment?
I'm one of the few people here who says, yeah, Bergman's good on the air.
Everybody thinks he's awful. I never say that.
Yeah, I'm like pro Bergman. Everybody else... anti-Bergman.
Yeah, everybody else. I never talk to Travis or Sliwa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why aren't you doing it on Friday then?
Why aren't I doing what on Friday?
Filling in for
because,
John.
Because we like talking to you.
No, I like doing it too, but I'm just saying that if this is somewhere
plate.
For you to slide
talk
in,
to
I can
man.
Take advantage of a combo plate for the first time, which I never have had the pleasure of doing yet.
Mace, do you understand what the combo plate means for Travis? Do you know what that means?
It means he stays extra.
He does 4.5 hours.
Now it means I come in early.
It does.
Yeah, I'm on
at
12.
12.
And go till whatever it is.
2:30.
2:30. 12 to 2:30. And you've got an extra.
Got an extra hour 15.
Yeah. Knock it off if you want to.
Nah. I'm in. I'm looking forward to it.
So here's what
we
need.
He's a good team player.
Here's what we need.
Unlike that guy over there.
We genuinely need you to write Game of Games on Friday. Are you willing to write Game of Games? I know you've heard it many times.
I have. Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
Awesome.
Okay. There you go.
I thought we were going to have to twist your arm.
No, I'll do it.
Great. Travis, Game of Games. I like that.
That's still March for you guys. So it's basically.
It's worth two.
It's actually. It could.
That's the last day of the month. It's worth two.
And it can be anything I want.
It could be anything you want. Yes.
Okay.
And it's going to be the most dramatic Game of Games in March because everything is going to be on the line, up for grabs with your game.
Just know something about baseball cards.
Yeah, oh, nice.
Yeah, I do.
The Fernando documentary.
Curvy 1970s sitcom stars would be
good. Oh, perfect. Saved by the Bell. I'm trying to think of your other
ones. Charlie's Angels.
Charlie's Angels.
90210.
Jennifer Connelly, of course.
Yeah, Jennifer Connelly.
90210. Jennifer Connelly trivia.
I think you put questions about all these things in all the Travis things.
He can do whatever Travis
food.
Wants to do.
Yeah, that's
there
good.
Should be many food
it's
questions,
be
taco
gonna,
questions.
It's going to be a Travis quiz.
Good.
That's what it's going to be.
Excellent. This can very well decide who the month is because right now it's Bergman 4, Ireland 4, Brian 4, Mason 3.
Who's the other person? Because Ireland won't be here, obviously.
Yeah, well, he's going to get to this.
For the last day of the month, he probably will find a way to get there.
He's going
to
get to Indiana to the field house or whatever it is.
Ready to do it?
Right away. Yeah, he's going to be there for this. So it'll be me, Mason, Brian.
How many rounds do I need? Just give me an idea. Like six?
Eight to ten.
And
a
tiebreaker.
And a tiebreaker. A tiebreaker that you have to write down the answer to.
Okay.
So it's like a big number.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or a small number.
By the way. You have totally misconstrued Occam's razor. Occam's Razor says that Ipe stole the money and Shohei is the victim of theft. No. That's what Occam's Razor is. Occam's Razor, the most obvious answer is the correct one.
Right.
Ipe stole the money and Shohei didn't know about it. That's Occam's Razor.
Uh-huh.
You've got Cynical Razor. Cynical Razor is Shohei was in on the whole thing.
My relationship with Occam might be slightly more cynical than yours.
Yes.
That could be true for sure.
Cynical
Razor. The most obvious answer to me is they're in this together and they're trying to find a way to keep Ohtani out.
Not that he made bets. That he knew that he helped his friend.
I don't know how he's
get
in
out
it,
of
it,
yeah.
but
get
that
out
he
of it.
Could be in it. I believe that is the most likely because it covers all of the bases.
Okay,
your version of the razor, does not explain the initial attempt to dismiss this story.
Well, he explained that yesterday.
How so?
Well, I can't go through the entire. He says he was in broad strokes. Okay, Ipe apologized to the locker room.
Okay.
In English.
Yes.
They went, Shohei didn't fully understand exactly what he was saying in English.
Okay.
They went back to this hotel and they went to the hotel room and Shohei found out exactly what Ipe said. And Shohei said, now, wait a minute. That's not right at all. And then alerted the team and authorities and all that kind of stuff.
But the apology to the team, to my understanding, came after he had already spoken to the LA Times and ESPN, correct?
Yes, it did.
Right.
Yeah.
So he told his version of the story.
Right.
Without Shohei's knowledge.
But But this presupposes that he was going to tell the story that he told ESPN and the LA Times originally.
An alibi.
And it was never going to get back to Shohei that that's what that version of events was?
Well, it did get back to him, and Shohei went ballistic.
But the version is that he went in there.
I can't imagine Shohei ballistic.
He was screaming. He was throwing stuff across the room.
Went ballistic.
The timeline matters. The timeline matters. And because what Ipe, if Ipe was, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go and tell the LA Times and ESPN that Shohei knew what was up and he helped me do it. But then, because Shohei doesn't speak English, I'm going to go speak in English in front of the team. He won't know what that means.
Right.
He's not going to read this because it's not in Japanese. And then I'll fall on the sword here in front of everybody, but he won't know the difference between the two things, and I'm able to continue to have my relationship. He'll never know the money was missing.
Right.
It presupposes not only that you could steal from him, but that he's an idiot.
First of all, the stealing from him, I think, is like an easy thing.
Mace, do you think there are lots of money?
Lots of examples of business managers and assistants who've cleaned out the celebrities or the stars.
But don't those business managers, like, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is a famous example of this, where he got taken for just about everything. Usually the people in that position are people that you have signed over your financial, you know, free will to, right?
Sure.
Power of attorney and things like that. So they can make transactions on your behalf. Nobody has said that's what happened.
He could have done that with Ipe.
He absolutely could have done that. Ipe functions. Well, he said Ipe stole money from me.
Right. But he didn't say he had access to my accounts because I had given him power of attorney, because I had empowered him to do these things.
But he did kind of say it.
No, he said he stole it from me.
Yeah. Right. Now here's my question. So Shohei's story is Ipe stole money from me. I didn't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone to the authorities.
Mm-hmm.
Ipe's story is I stole money from Shohei. He didn't know about it. And I will face the charges.
In other words, they have the same story now.
If that was the first story that came out, right? Then I think it's much more, okay, I get it, I understand it. Ohtani has his name on wire transfers to the illegal book.
That is 100%.
$4.5 million leaves Ohtani's
account.
Over time. Couple $500,000 transfers.
Yeah, $500K here, $500K there.
Yeah. I think what made the story, hey, what the hell's going on here, is that it changed so quickly. That the story changed so quickly.
If the original story.
The stories are the same now.
Okay, because they've had a week to work on it.
Sure. Right, but is Ipe ready to go to jail for Shohei?
I think that's a great question.
Why hasn't Ipe been charged now?
Because they're investigating. But if it went down the way Shohei says and the way Ipe says, Ipe is going to go to jail.
Of course he is.
He
stole $4.5 million.
$4.5 million.
So this is what Shohei said, directly what he said. After learning about his his significant debts post-match at the hotel, he admitted to accessing my account and making unauthorized transactions. That's what Shohei said yesterday.
Guys, you keep skipping past the part, the first story they told. That's why the second
part. But that
part
was Ipe's story. That was Ipe's get out of jail card.
But I understand that. But you have to kind of go through the steps of what would have happened after that. Right?
Right.
That if he's telling that story, hoping that sticks.
Right.
Right. He had to know it wouldn't. He had to. There's no way that's his first move. Oh, he knew about it. He had to know. Once they come asking you about the illegal bookmaker,
right,
the jig is up.
Yeah.
It's over. They got you. Right? So now you're going to say that he's in on it. You know that's going to last a day tops.
So let me ask you this. When the feds, because ultimately the FBI is going to figure this whole thing out. When the FBI goes to Shohei and says, what happened? And he says, Ipe stole my money.
Mm-hmm.
When the feds go to Ipe and say, what happened? I stole Shohei's money. Do you think they're both going to lie to the Federal Bureau of Investigation? Will they both lie?
They're going to be on the same page. But
I don't know.
But the federal investigation.
I hope not.
They would potentially be under oath, I would imagine.
The FBI will go in depth. They will go find out where everything had happened. So they're going to look at all of his financials, all those kind of things. And if they don't, you can find out right away whether or not Shohei is lying. They're going to see it right there in black and white on paper. So with what Shohei is saying, eventually it's going to come out whether he's lying or not. If it comes out he's lying, then he's screwed.
Right.
But most likely it's not, because why would he go and lie about
it
at that point?
Here's the other, Lindsay pointed out this today, but the FBI is going to know what IP address that those wires were made from. If it's Shohei's computer, it's one thing. If it's Ipe's
computer,
it's another.
They're going to get to it. And this is...
It's all easily
figured
out.
What if it was at the library at a public computer?
That's a very good question.
Have you thought about that?
I have not considered that as a possibility, but you're right.
If this is a 10-part story, we're on step 1.5.
Correct.
Yep. We're just getting started.
Although...
We're just getting started.
I heard you talking. I think this completely quiets down.
If they play well, it does.
I think even if they don't play well, it quiets down.
Let's say they play 20 games. Well.
20 games, and the record is
8-12.
And you think people are going to say it's because of Ipe?
I think 100%.
No, I
think they're going to say, "Hey, why are you guys 8-12? Does Ipe have anything to do with
Shohei
it?" That's
playing.
Why.
How's Shohei
off to a bad start.
If he's off to a bad start, that's another layer to it. Yeah.
Right.
So, but if they start 20 games and they're 15-5,
yeah,
and Shohei's playing well, it goes away until the next thing.
What if Vezia's struggling?
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
No, it will go away until it can't be.
Can't back in AAA.
If they come out to a bad, if they're off to a bad start, can't Shohei say it's Yamamoto's fault?
I would.
It's all Yamamoto.
Look, what are you looking at me for? He's the one that gave up five runs.
He's the one with a six ERA.
I respect the fact that you try and get out of 12 every single day. You do a good job of it. Mason tries to do it in the afternoon show.
Uh-huh.
But he's packing up.
Yeah,
he is fully like, I'm away from the microphone, taking off the headset.
It's disappointing. Walking out of the studio.
Yeah, just walking out of the studio.
Yeah.
We're still in the middle of conversation.
Although Trav does that a fair amount, too. At one point, you told us you're out
Trav
at 104.
Sometimes I am. In his contract, 108 is the most he goes.
Because our contract is till 412.
Yeah, well, it's 1/12 in 30
seconds. No, I think you've covered your... You've done more often than not, I check the box.
Part of the reason, too, to clean up is because there's another show coming after.
Yeah, I know.
So John...
Does it take a long time to close?
More time to set up and get everything ready.
I mean, John's sitting here. He's looking at his phone. He takes his time.
Yeah.
I walk past him every day after that.
Yeah.
By the way, you got time.
And Morales is in here today, right? Yeah. Which means he's going to mock my view that it was Ipe stealing money.
I'm not mocking
your view, but I'm
much more skeptical than you are.
Morales has Shohei at a betting window with a ticket. That's his version of the story.
I think
you both are
close on the Occam's razor. You're probably right. It's the most obvious answer is that, but I believe Shohei.
So,
yeah.
You remember Nui Scruggs?
I'm more on your side for that.
Yeah, sure.
Nui Scruggs was a sportscaster.
Came from Dallas.
Back in Dallas now. Yeah. I still talk to Nui. Nui's a good guy. He said this will support my Occam's razor's little pessimistic theory.
Got it.
He said to me one time, we became pretty good pals. He says, you know, I've met a lot of people that see the glass half empty, but yours is chipped and full of poison.
There you go.
I'm like, well, yeah, kind of. What kind of poison?
That's kind of your Occam's razor is
chewed and full of poison.
Yes.
I've never forgot that. Super Crosstalk is brought to you by In-N-Out. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger is all about.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
118 to the Southland. Here we go. It is a live imaging Tuesday.
Oh, God.
What?
That's a live imaging Tuesday.
I love live imaging Tuesday. That's what we're doing?
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
You had four producers in there prepping with you. That's what you came
up
with?
By the way, I believe there's just one, but go ahead.
No,
run
you had
with
Greg. You had Lindsay.
Well, Greg is a host.
But he's also executive producer, too, of the show. So he's a producer. And then I believe Laura was in there at one point.
She was not.
Oh,
she
that's different. Travis said he saw Laura in there.
Laura, not there.
So you had two producers for a two-hour show, one for each hour.
And also Greg said, I'm going to let Lindsay hand it over to Lindsay. And
did you have flashbacks, Mace?
I did. I had some, sent a chill down my spine.
She did a very good job.
No, she did a great job.
You know what else is chilling?
What?
Mason and Bergman. The biggest show on the radio, your Tuesday afternoon right now.
Good afternoon.
Celebrating their 20th year on the air. Not Morales and Bergman. I mean, excuse me, not Mason and Bergman. Wow, that was a weird.
Yeah, that was weird.
The Reddit page is now exploding.
No, Morales and Bergman going to be here 20 years. Bad news, everybody.
I don't have 20 years in me.
If it's not the Reddit page that doesn't like it, the YouTube will not like that it's Mason and Bergman.
Oh, really?
Oh,
the YouTube
will not want that.
No, those pens are moving fast.
The YouTube chat is not a healthy place.
It's not. I stopped going to it because it's not healthy in the slightest.
I quit.
My informant in the Reddit page apparently has gone kicked out again.
Oh, really?
Because he likes to make fun of the people. I guess at the Reddit page, Penis Stubs and that whole coalition.
Oh, right. That whole group,
you can make fun of people that you don't even know that are just doing their job.
Mm-hmm.
But if you dare make fun back, you're getting kicked out.
Oh, is that right?
Apparently. Unacceptable.
Wow. Unacceptable. So go ahead. You Shohei Ohtani, you think he did it.
No, I'm kind of Shohei out. I feel like the listeners
Well, people are just tuning in.
You think it's a fresh audience?
No, I think people are just tuning in now.
Right now?
Yeah.
You don't think they listen to Supercrosstalk at 1?
I think they missed.
So they know Supercross to come in at 1:20.
Correct. 1:20.
By the way, real quick, producer Lindsay is here.
Yes.
So is producer Brian Cohen.
Yeah.
Lindsay has some drama going on that we talked about at the last hour of the afternoon show yesterday.
Oh, God. What was the drama?
Oh, we've been hearing about it.
Wait a minute. What?
I think we could, if you want to get into that now or you want to talk Ohtani. I would rather get into Lindsay's drama.
Okay, let's get into Lindsay's drama. By the way, short show today. We're leading up to Lakers-Milwaukee, and we're on until 3.
Yes.
Until 3 o'clock. So, Lindsay, what's your drama? Fill us in.
I don't have any drama.
Oh, come on. What happened during the last hour of the show last night?
Well, I told the guys about
Parker smiling behind
a parking incident.
Oh yeah,
he's all excited.
Yeah,
about
I mean, I don't really want to ever the tail is twisted and turned so many times now. It's almost
so you have a parking crisis.
There's no crisis.
Come on, let's pump up the drama here.
I know, I don't know what you guys have been saying because you've apparently been talking about it, but I was prepping for the show with May, so I don't know what's been said.
Travis and Sliwa, we just talked about what the ordeal was because Sliwa came into it.
Yeah.
So Sliwa asked, how did it all get resolved? And I said, I don't know if it did.
I don't think it's resolved
yet, but
it
spilled into
be.
Lakers talk. We do a crosstalk with Lakers talk.
Oh, is that? Are we doing one today?
No.
Oh,
no,
Lakers talk pregame.
Oh, okay, got it.
I mean,
you can
if you want.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I'll get out at 3.
You think Slee's going home to do it?
No, because we have a meeting at 2.
Okay, good.
Slee is
staying here, so he can come in for Game of Games. Maybe
we're off to a sluggish start. My God, let's go to the Shohei thing. So,
okay,
I'm going to lean on the Shohei story. Which
please do.
If I commit a crime one day where my alibi has 97 holes in it, I hope that you two are my defense attorneys because you will just take whatever I'm saying and go with it.
So tell me the wiggle room here. Shohei says
we can go back to the Shohei wiggle room from yesterday. Which is
wait a minute. Shohei says
right.
Ipe stole my money.
Right.
Ipe says, I stole Shohei's money.
Uh-huh.
Where is the, there is
that
no
is to believe
room.
That there is no financial advisor, tax accountant, tax lawyer, lots anybody of, reviewing his books that would say, hey, is that $500,000 withdrawal that happened a couple times this year tax deductible? Or
it happened in 2 months.
Or do
last
we need to
October,
report
November.
That to the federal government?
Yeah.
That's to say that nobody talks to Ohtani about his money, that there's no advisor, there's nobody looking at it.
It means to say that this guy was not just an interpreter, he was a personal assistant.
Right.
And that's
is he
been
a tax,
characterized
is
that
is
way.
He his accountant and his tax advisor?
Doesn't matter.
And his business
there
advisor?
There are people. He could have been one of those guys that
so
Ohtani would say.
So you're believing that Ohtani didn't know at all. So none
correct.
Of those people that touch his business, okay? This is
no, they did find it. Obviously, they found it.
The feds found it.
Yeah, but obviously Shohei must have
time,
found
right?
out. Right.
No,
it did
so,
take
oh, wait,
time.
Whoa, whoa. So Ohtani knew ahead of time.
Right. He found out when Ipe told him he
no,
stole
no,
the
no,
money.
No, 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 no. We're talking about the time leading up to this to say that a man who has to file taxes in every state he performs
correct.
In, which means that you have tax lawyers.
Right.
This isn't going to H&R Block. You have a staff of tax people that right. deals with this. Nobody caught this, so you're saying that nobody caught it. Or somebody did catch it, and they didn't tell Ohtani.
But what you're not taking into account is all the athletes, all of the actors and talented people with all this money have gotten ripped off by advisors and people that they work with.
Right.
It's happened many times
over the
years.
So you're saying again,
from
he
Kareem
didn't say,
through Billy Joel.
These aren't
everybody.
Outside business people.
Correct.
Those are usually, hey, do you want to invest in this? We are going to put this investment together, right?
Right, right.
So that's completely different. This is somebody internally who took money from his account without anybody knowing. Because that would be saying that nobody picked up on it. Not tax people, not accountants, not business advisors, not wealth management people. All of them missed it. Missed $4 million over 2 years, right?
Clearly they did.
There's a lot of follow-up questions here that need to be asked.
Right. Or they didn't miss it, and Ohtani was in on it, and he's guilty too.
So what he said right. yesterday, Shohei
but,
was saying
but
yesterday.
But why do you guys believe him?
But
why?
I don't see any reason to doubt him.
Why don't you see a reason to doubt him?
Why do you not doubt him? Why do you doubt him?
Has anybody?
What is there? Do you think Shohei Ohtani is a flat-out liar?
Yes.
Is he lying?
Yes.
So, I think someone told him to lie.
Okay.
But regardless,
why did
he
hire
a
crisis management team?
What do you think he says when the FBI comes to him? Do you think he lies or do
yes.
you think he tells the truth?
Or
what
he just says,
what
I don't
do you
know.
Think he
or he takes the
it'll
fifth.
It'll come out that if he actually does lie, everything that he says, everything about
why
his
do you
money,
guys believe
going,
him? Why do you believe him?
Why do you not?
Why shouldn't
because
you?
Has he ever lied? Does he have
on,
a history of lying?
There's multiple holes in his story. There's multiple follow-up questions. And have we never been lied to by athletes and or politicians?
Sure, sure. But we've
so
also
why do we
heard
him?
The other side. Kareem getting cleaned out for $59 million or whatever. What. We've heard the other side
did the
side
FBI
of this.
Show up to Kareem's house?
I don't know
you're
the
talking
details
about the FBI,
of it years
you,
ago.
You don't think that the FBI is going to go and look at all of his accounts
yes.
and look at every single wild transfer and look at every
holes in
IP
story.
Address to Lindsay's
right.
point? He's going to look at every single thing. Mm-hmm. And he knows that as well. And his
so
people
saying,
know that. And his crisis management team right. knows that as well.
So all those people, financial people. That their job is to manage millions and or billions of dollars are going to take the hit for his interpreter, saying that we're not going to tell Shohei that there's money missing. All those people.
I don't know when they discovered the money was missing.
What he
I don't
says
know
yesterday.
If the investigative
wait,
people
did
are
did he
going
not file taxes then?
What Lee literally said yesterday, initially, Ipe San told
I don't care
my
what Ipe
agent.
Says.
No.
I don't believe
this is what Shohei said.
I don't
Shohei
believe him.
You don't so Shohei's just
it
a liar. I'm just not ready to write somebody off before
they had 5 days to get their story correct, guys. 5 days with a crisis management team. You don't think they can get their story
yeah,
correct?
I'm sorry.
There's a reason after why he wasn't taking questions.
After they well, screwed the story up day
you
one.
You can't take questions.
Okay, how about this? Let's go
you
back.
Can't
did
take
they screw
questions.
Up the story day one?
Yes, the story
so
was
screwed up. After they screwed it up, you guys are now...
Ipe
oh,
lied to
it's
Shohei
so amazing
on day
they got
one.
Their story straight after 5 days.
Well, is Ipe going to jail?
Shouldn't he?
He's
if
going
he
to jail.
He's going to jail. He stole $4.5 million.
Why hasn't he been indicted?
Because the FBI needs to
why
do that.
Why wouldn't Shohei go up there and say, you're going
do
to
you
jail?
Do you know how long it takes for an indictment to come out? He's going to
he
be indicted.
He just admitted to it.
Ipe is going to be indicted.
So
Ipe is
why
going to go
Shohei
to jail.
Say that?
It has to
he's
go through the
jail.
Proper authorities.
Yeah.
And,
and you're saying Ipe will go to jail for Shohei.
Or how about this? You both are gutless Dodger apologists
see,
that are
just
so
go
desperate
right to that.
That
not,
are so desperate for some hope with the Dodgers this year because you know Robert screws it up every
yeah,
season.
Yeah, I'm just not ready
found
to
a
come
way.
Out
good job.
And say
found a way
Shohei
to bring it back
Ohtani
to
is
that you
a liar.
Have to believe Shohei Ohtani. Why do we think he's not a liar? Why do we believe him
I have
so
no
much?
Experience with him where he lies. Do you, has he told
do
other lies? Is he,
him?
A, is he a relentlessly chronic liar?
Well, we know his interpreter is.
His interpreter stole $4.5 million.
But that's his trusted best friend. No, we also lied about his background, right?
When people
lied about his wife. He said she was just a regular girl.
Well, yeah.
Well,
I mean, I think that's okay. I'm just saying, she's not a normal Japanese woman. Obviously, she's a superstar.
Listen,
athlete.
Here's the thing.
But you guys want to
believe
him?
And his dog's name.
I do believe him.
No, he didn't lie. He never said what his dog's name was.
If he was a Yankee, a Cub, an Angel, or an Astro.
Untrue.
Oh, God forbid if he was an Astro.
Untrue.
Or a Nat.
Untrue.
You guys would be crucifying
no,
him.
No, untrue.
Because there's so many holes in his story.
And by the way, that's why we're going to take apart that guy in Toronto who's doing the over-unders in the...
Jonte Porter?
Right. If he was a Laker, can you imagine today?
No,
oh, my God, I would be all over.
No, you would. 100%.
You guys are saying, I believe him.
No. That was so obvious that
this
he was
one
guilty.
He's so guilty.
He pulled himself out after 3 minutes. Yeah.
That story is amazing. We'll do that story coming out. It's such an amazing story.
Listen, this is what happened. They're going to investigate it. They're going to do the IP address, whatever. They're going to figure out where this was wired from.
Yes.
And you know what's going to happen? Shohei's going to say, this guy has been next to me for the past however many years. He never leaves my side. In fact, he stays at my house all the time.
But that is true.
So he sent it from my computer at my house. That's what he's going to say.
I think the IP address is going to come from some other computer, not Shohei's computer.
Well, if it comes from Shohei's, he can easily say,
guess what happens? Do you know what happens when you try to access anything like that, banking from a different IP address, you get alerted on your phone immediately. Try to wire money from your account from a different IP address that hasn't logged into your account. You will get alerted immediately. If I use my credit card at Best Buy for over $1,000, I get an alert on my phone immediately.
But the idea that somebody doesn't have signing power on your account is ridiculous.
You don't think that Ohtani gets an alert?
He said he stole it. He said he accessed my account. He did not say he had access to my account.
But he didn't say he illegally accessed my account.
He said he stole it from him.
He stole it, but he didn't say he illegally accessed my account.
Let me ask you a question. When you use your debit, when your debit card gets stolen, let's say someone steals your debit card.
Come on, this is rinky dinky.
Listen, when your debit card gets stolen and you want to file a fraud alert, it wasn't me.
Yeah.
Somebody in Mumbai used my debit card.
Yeah, right.
And they say, do they have your PIN number? And you say, yes, then you're responsible because you gave them access.
Sure. Okay, but let me. And by the way, it sounds like Shohei was responsible because he's missing $4.5 million.
Is it not possible that Ipe got every single thing, had access to his accounts, had access to everything?
Yes, completely.
Because he could literally have his PIN number.
Then it's
so
not
he doesn't
stealing.
Have to touch
Correct.
Anything.
Then it's
if
not stealing.
I give,
it is stealing.
If I give Lindsay my login information and she goes to a different IP address tonight and logs into I have a business account that's more of a trust account.
She has your login.
I give her my login.
Oh, you're done.
And takes $500.
No, yeah. I get an alert immediately that somebody new logged in.
Even though she's a signer on your account?
Yes.
She's a signer on your account?
It's a different IP address.
You're acting,
so that's to say that he's logging in constantly.
You're acting like Shohei hasn't, that he's looking at his phone and being like, I'm getting something.
But don't you think somebody is?
Somebody could possibly. But
somebody
if you know where his money's going. If he is going to, as Shohei is saying, he talked to his agents and talked to his people, Ipe is going to these people and saying, this is what's happening. I'm paying off a debt for somebody else, because that's what he said.
So then, wait a minute. So Shohei knows that at that point.
No, he doesn't.
No. So his advisors are now believing
him. His advisor is talking to Ipe, who is his trusted best friend.
Right.
Yes, they are going to fully believe him.
You're taking a huge leap.
That's not a huge leap.
It's such a good story. I want you to keep going at it.
No, you're
keep going at it. It's such a great story.
Four or five people that are their job. Because again, Shohei could come back at them if they approve these things and mismanaged his finances.
Okay, well, let me just throw
you
one
can
thing
just
at
say that he, let me that throw he told one thing at that Shohei, and he'd be like, cool.
So obviously Juan is signing power on all of my accounts.
Right.
If he were to wire, $450. If he were to wire $450,
that's not reality.
$4,500.
No, that's still not reality.
Sure it is.
He wires $50,000 multiple times.
Wouldn't know.
You think your tax advisors,
absolutely would
who
not
you
know.
Have,
would have no clue.
Your accountants would never tell you.
My accountants don't follow my account on a day-to-day basis.
But when they do your taxes, they do.
Sure, maybe at the end of the year I would find out.
Wait a minute, this happened over a two-month period.
It just happened.
This has been going back to 2021.
Well, wait a minute. No, it was 2023. October and November of 2023.
No, it's not.
You sure?
Fabian Ardaya told us yesterday. Let me fact check this right now, but I'm fairly certain the ESPN report said going back, the wire transfers go back to 2021.
So Fabian did come on yesterday and said that it was October to November of 2023.
Let me double check this. I will double check this.
Okay. I thought it was 2 years also, but when Fabian said that, that's why I went with that.
Okay. All right. So you
guys want to believe him, which is fine.
I'm not ready to just come out and call some new guy in town a liar.
At some point, you have to believe a person at their word until they proven
because
guilty.
Why?
Because it's innocent until proven guilty.
Oh, by the way, no,
this
you
isn't
don't,
a court of law.
You
no,
don't have to.
I mean, it kind of is.
No, I don't want Morales to change his opinion. I want him to stick with his opinion.
I have plans.
Because it's good radio.
Now, if he if it all is investigated and everything and he's squeaky clean, okay, I'll say, yeah, I was wrong. Just like many times we've been lied to by people.
So if the FBI comes out and says, it was Ipe, it wasn't Shohei, you accept that as the fact.
I might not believe it, but I will accept it because then he's going to get a clean bill of health.
So you're still not going to believe it, even if the FBI says
There's too many holes in the story.
So it has gone back to 2021.
Mizuhara tells ESPN he met Bowyer at a poker game in San Diego in 2021.
Then started betting.
Doesn't mean that he took money from it.
He said he started betting with Bauer on credit shortly after they met, placing several wagers on several sports, but not baseball.
But
that doesn't say that he was taking money from Otani in 2021. He was taking money from him in 2023, September to October.
He said by the end of 2022, he had lost over $1 million and was borrowing money.
So where did he get the money from?
Borrowing money.
From whom?
Over $1 million. Who's he borrowing money from?
Does he have a lot of rich friends that he has access to their accounts?
Well, we don't,
we don't know
who he borrowed money from.
We don't know.
And by the way, I'll just give you personal experience with Keyshawn. Okay. Keyshawn watches his account. He knows every dollar. He pulls it up on his phone. He also has five people,
some people
that touch
like
his accounts.
That. I don't know anything.
Five different people
that
touch his
world. I don't know anything in my
account. And Keyshawn ain't worth anywhere
near
Shohei.
And I'm not worth anywhere near Shohei but or Keyshawn, but I have no idea where my money
but
is.
But at the end of the year, somebody would tell you if $40,000 of your money was missing. Somebody would especially tell you if $4 million of your money was missing.
Yeah.
Somebody would tell you, because that's their job.
All right. Coming up.
Can I ask a question really quick?
Yeah, do it.
If indeed, like let's say his original story was true, that he went to Ohtani and said, hey, I have a debt of $4 million. I can't pay it. I just need you to help me out because I'm in a really bad spot. I'm worried about my safety. Can you help me out?
Yep.
And he said, what's it for? And he said, I don't really feel like telling you because, you know, I just don't want to get into it, but I really need your help. And he said, okay, sure, no problem. And he wired the money, not knowing it was going to an illegal bookie. What's wrong with that?
Ohtani committed a crime.
Well, yeah, what's wrong with
that? That's called a crime.
That's a federal crime.
But he doesn't know it's a crime.
It's a federal crime. It doesn't matter. You're responsible.
That's the most likely scenario, actually, the Occam's
Razor.
Oh,
wait a minute. You say Occam's Razor is.
Yeah, that is the most likely scenario. I believe Shohei, but that's the most likely scenario. And if he does that, he can no longer go back to that.
Right.
He can't go back to the excuse ever again.
Right.
From what he said yesterday, that does not exist in Shohei's world.
Let's be clear. If Shohei Ohtani wired funds to an illegal bookmaker, he's in huge trouble. That
Which
is a federal crime.
They
going
will
to
find
jail.
It out.
At minimum, that's a fine, and at maximum, that's going to jail.
Yep.
We need a lawyer.
Well, we should get a lawyer on.
Well, Jacob's
call,
coming
call
in later.
Jacob's coming in.
He's not
coming
in. Yeah.
Oh, no. Jacob Ronnie is our lawyer. He's our lawyer.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next.
I love Jacob, but I'm just saying, like, I think we need like a criminal, like high end corporate lawyer.
Jacob Ronnie is the guy.
Here's what Jacob's going to tell you.
Yeah. I'm not a tax attorney.
I don't want to touch it.
But if Shohei runs into something, call me up.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next for you, Bergman, this came up today, and I think it is a terrible sign of the times. It's about the NFL and scheduling. Let's get into that coming up next. What is it? Did you ask me? I'll tell you next.
Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, my favorite place to play poker in the world is Commerce Casino. I'm not bluffing here. Here's why. The Commerce Casino and Hotel, thank you for the laugh, is the largest and best poker room in Southern California and the largest poker room in the whole world. And there is always a seat for you at Commerce, maybe even next to me. I'm there all the time. The poker action never ends at Commerce. This year alone, Commerce will pay out over $20 million in jackpots. Great food at Commerce, amazing staff, beautiful hotel rooms, daily tournaments, and the Commerce Casino and Hotel is the official home for Mandy's 3 this June. We wouldn't have it anywhere else. Commerce Casino, 6131 Telegraph Road in Commerce. For more information, visit commercecasino.com. That's commercecasino.com, and I'll see you at the Commerce. Mesa and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
My body is weak.
You can say one thing under oath and another thing
after
in
arguing
real life.
About this nonsense.
Oh, God.
This Mr. Gosh.
Ridiculous. By the way, at home, I'm getting the same damn thing. Juan's like laughing at me. He's like, Shohei Ohtani.
I saw you got you something nice for your birthday. I hope he takes that and cracks your skull.
Yeah. Because
it's the most obvious answer. The most obvious answer is that he was helping, but he cannot go back to that. So it doesn't. Shohei.
Yeah.
You could ride like the wind, like Shohei. 20 minutes in front of 2 o'clock.
Are we still doing Yacht Rock? Because Friday night,
I just got off the phone.
Are they going to play Ride Like the Wind?
Yeah, I just got off the phone. Isn't this their version? No, it's Christopher Cross.
Christopher Cross.
Just got off the phone with their manager Friday night at the Whiskey
in
West Hollywood. Still a few tickets left for 7:10 ESPN night. Come on out. Plus, they've got an open band. So really, Yali Crew's not going on until like 10:30.
10:30? Oh, wow.
Like, might have to get a little pixie dust.
Yeah, might have to.
Do you have some?
Is that what you call it?
I will Friday night.
Pixie dust? I'm excited. I couldn't get the jacket that you guys are wearing. It's sold out.
But Cappy texted you 2 weeks ago.
I know, and I
so
it's,
now Cappy
it's sold
and I.
Out.
Have, but the,
what do you mean? It's all I can do is go to Amazon. They say it's sold out. What am I supposed to do?
But Cappy and I are going to have matching clothes, and you're not.
I'm not.
You know what you are?
I have no control
over. You know
over,
what you are?
Don't here tell comes, me I'm gutless.
You're a gutless.
I got
scumbag.
A different sailor suit.
Oh, scumbag, not bum. I thought you were going bum there.
Yeah, is Juan different... wearing a sailor suit too?
No, he's not. But Juan, both
Juan's
of
coming?
Us are getting lit Friday. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see Juan.
We're Ubering and both of us are
can you
lit.
Really? We're really excited
I like
about that.
Juan.
He
yeah.
hates you.
No, he what? Actually hates you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Why does he hate me? Why
does he hate me?
I'm really
Greg
nice.
Greg is coming over to the jacuzzi.
No.
If that's it, if I find that out.
By the way, Juan would let me in the jacuzzi.
Yeah, no, he would. He'd let Cappy in. He'd let Bergman in. It's you that he's got a problem with.
Let me tell you what's going to happen
oh,
Friday
yeah,
night.
What's going to happen? Dump truck?
I'm going to dump truck him. Wait till Juan gets dump trucked. Oh. It could change everything.
He will remember that.
Who did I dump truck? Oh, I dump trucked Cody at pickleball.
Oh, did
and
you?
Kid, he asked for it.
If you don't see it coming,
did he say,
it's
I want to be dump trucked?
Yeah, and then I said, nah, we're not going to do that. And then 30 seconds later, bam, kid went flying.
You got to be prepared for the dump truck.
I want to get to this.
Ooh,
oh, do you
school.
Have something to get to?
At the end.
Okay. So NFL... EVP, what is EVP? Executive Vice President,
yes.
Media Distribution, Hans Schroeder.
Hans Schroeder.
Who I believe also races on it doesn't sound like a race car
was
driver.
Was he in Hogan Hans
Schroeder? Yeah, Hans Schroeder was. There will be a Christmas Day doubleheader despite it being on a Wednesday. Now, the NFL has never played on a Wednesday before.
I love
before.
It. They have now hit every day now.
Yes. Every day.
Because of the COVID, Friday and Tuesday got hit, right?
Yep.
And now they're going to hit Wednesday.
It's
Wednesday.
Not just that. They're taking Christmas away from the NBA now.
Well, I kind of feel like they did that, though, right?
They did that last year.
But well, you're right. It never happened on a Wednesday.
Never on a Wednesday. So NBA no longer has any control over Christmas Day. Well, it was on a Sunday, though. It was on Sunday, so it was okay that there were
games.
But
the NBA never had rights to Christmas Day.
I mean, but they had unofficial rights.
Yeah, unofficial.
Well, LeBron has already checked in and said his ankle's going to hurt on Christmas.
Oh, there
playing.
You go.
Well, he's not playing today.
Here's why the NFL doesn't care about you at all. Amazon is doing a wild card playoff game this year, which means you have to have Amazon. They're going to start streaming stuff.
This is where we're going.
The Eagles have their season opener in Brazil. That game will air only on Peacock. Now, I feel bad for two reasons. One, the Eagles lose a home game. And secondly, the people that watch the game have to have Peacock to watch it. I mean, I understand this is where things are going, but to me, it's like getting every dime off the table. They are just gouging people by making them sign up for these streaming services.
I hate that it's more than that. You're losing a home opener.
Right.
The home opener is not going to be in Philadelphia, so that's a game that most Eagle fans in Philadelphia, or any fans, like Rams game, if it's a Rams in Brazil on a home opener, you'd be upset.
Well, first 3 years, Rams had games in Europe.
Yeah, they might get more Rams fans in Brazil. Than at SoFi.
Yeah, well, the other team.
No, but the Rams had three trips to Europe in their first 3 years here.
But
was
it their home opener instead of their home
no,
opener?
No, not their home opener. Exactly. I was at one of those games.
The home opener is at that big game. Like, hey, it's football season. Sure, we're back. We're back, and we're going to back to these games. Taking it away?
Here's the thing. The NFL, again, all they care about is money.
Yep.
They think they can grow the sport in South America, which, by the way, I don't think it's got much of a base in South. I understand the Europe thing. There are a lot of NFL Europe fans. There are not a lot of NFL fans in Brazil or in South America. So I don't understand why. I understand they want to grow the sport, but they're screwing the Eagles. And they're screwing people by making you sign up for a streaming service in order to watch it.
What do you think was going to happen, guys? Well, that's We've been talking about cutting the cord for years. Everybody.
But nobody can.
Well, now we know that it was all a trick.
It's so friggin' confusing to cut the cord. Bergman, I don't even think you have your cord cut anymore.
Well, I mean, it's cord cutting, but I have to buy every single different streaming service.
Including DirecTV Stream, which is basically cable.
Yes, which is basically, I want to go back to cable. I legitimately want to go back to cable and stop all
this. Oh, you don't want to go back to cable.
If I can take all those streaming services and put it in a cable package, I would do
cable that. Cable is so much crap. It really is.
But I get so irritated
every time the Spectrum bill comes in.
You watch.
But don't you get your Wi-Fi through that?
Juan watches Bravo.
Yeah,
right?
He does.
Yes. You don't watch that.
No.
But he's going to. So you're going to have to put that into your streaming
service.
He's
got Peacock. Peacock has all the Bravo.
Yeah. So you got Peacock. It's the same thing. There's going to be a whole bunch of stuff that you don't watch that Juan watches.
So I think.
HGTV is its own separate app.
I think we can almost cut the cord.
No, it's on Max now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I think we can almost cut the cord. Here's what we can do, okay? So if you get rid of cable, you can now, as long as you have Spectrum Internet, you can now buy Laker games direct and Dodger games direct. So
I cannot watch the Dodger games on DirecTV Stream.
No, but if you had wait a minute, if you had Spectrum Cable, you would be able to. You have to have Spectrum Cable in order to do it.
I have Spectrum Wi-Fi.
But I have DirecTV, like regular DirecTV, so I can log into DirecTV Stream and watch it.
Right. And then the other, you can get by with all the streaming services, but the cable package is like $200 now. And most of the stuff I'm never going to use, never going to watch, don't care about.
Yeah, that's just how
I was. But I have to get it for Dodgers and Lakers.
Don't you watch like CNN or MSNBC?
Yeah, I would like something to give me the news channel.
So how do you watch
Fox
those?
I'm a big Fox News Channel guy.
How do you watch those if you don't have cable?
I think Sling TV has.
So how much is Sling?
Yeah, I don't. It's
or YouTube TV? Isn't YouTube TV like $75?
Yeah, I don't get
Sling.
Stuff on YouTube TV.
Sling.
I have
go ahead.
Sling, and there are certain Rams games that you can't watch locally. I forget which one it is, but it's one of the three main channels that doesn't have the games. I think it might be Fox actually.
Fox?
Whenever the games are on Fox, you can't watch them.
Yes,
I want to get Sling just so I sling that stuff.
Somebody's got to rebundle this for us.
Yeah, it's going
to. There needs to be a new bundle of streaming services that we can subscribe to. It's basically we're reinventing the same thing.
Didn't you see this coming?
Yeah, this is.
You didn't see this coming for all the years that we're building? That you weren't going to be able to get away from paying the same amount of money. They knew exactly what they were doing. Just like.
Who's they?
The companies that put out this up.
Big TV.
Big TV.
Just like you
Big
believe,
streaming.
You seem to be very gullible. You believe Shoei, you believe the cable.
Yeah, you're very cynical.
But to go back to the NFL portion of it, this is what they're doing. They do not care about your wallet.
No, they don't care about you.
The Super Bowl is going to eventually be on Amazon or Peacock.
By the way,
you really think so?
Not at least 100%.
100%.
The Super Bowl is spoken for through 2032. So the first time the Super Bowl could stream is 2033. So we're a few years off, but I would not put it past them. I'll tell you, they really want to make money. Make it pay-per-view.
Yeah, but then,
kidding me? How much money would they make if it was
paid
for?
But they want to keep advertisers.
Pay for it because we will all pay for it. You'll pay for it, and you'll pay for it.
Right.
Whatever it costs, we will pay for it because it's a huge day with food and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
100%.
All right. Coming up next, going to do the Wheel of Questions. Morales is hanging out for Live Imaging Tuesday. Bergman's here. Lindsay's here. Brian's here. 710 ESPN.
Let me tell you about our friends at the East Central Hotel. Cappy's staying there tonight. I think I'm staying
there. What room?
I don't know what room.
807. I heard he was in 807.
Is he 807?
Yeah, 807.
We should go visit him. Knock.
You can visit him.
East Central Hotel. I'll be there, I think, tomorrow night. It's a contemporary hotel with an authentic L.A. vibe located in the heart of downtown Los Angeles, across from L.A. Live, Crypto.com Arena, Microsoft Theater, and the Los Angeles Convention Center. The East Central Hotel is perfectly situated to accommodate travelers who want to experience everything that Los Angeles has to offer. Yeah, that's from Sliwa earlier. Imagine modern convenience with a front row seat to the world of sports and entertainment. Whether you are coming to downtown LA to see a concert, show, event, maybe you're here for a convention, eCentral provides entertainment to travelers and local Angelenos. The best place to stay in the city, the biggest rooms in the city. I've stayed in a lot of rooms in downtown LA. Don't ask why, sucka, but the eCentral Hotel is the biggest.
You bounced around a little bit.
I go bouncing sometimes. Book your next stay at eCentralHotel.com. eCentralHotel.com. Tell them Cappy or Morales sent you. Give them a call, 213-748-1291 today. eCentral Hotel in downtown Los Angeles. Entertainment's official address.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, here we go. Wheel of questions. Bergman's in for Ireland. Lindsay producing. Brian producing. All right, this is good. So NASA is sending a message in a bottle to Jupiter's moon.
Okay.
Okay. Now they're putting like some poetry and some names and symbols and sort of stuff out there in case somebody finds it. Some extraterrestrial.
At Jupiter.
At Jupiter, yes. Okay. So the question is, if you were to put something in the bottle to represent the human race, what would you put in there?
There's a lot of bad things.
Yes, there are.
Gambling apps. I would put
gambling apps. Yeah.
There'd be a bunch of gambling apps inside.
Yeah, what would you put in there?
To represent the human race?
I've got a specific idea.
Okay, what do you have?
It is a video of last year's Mandy Awards.
Oh, that's great.
That is a great example of what the human race is all about.
You know what that's
about.
Saying is, it's about the human race is all about themselves.
Yes, correct.
Because
we're giving
awards to themselves. So really, that's a really good
one. Yeah, I would say the Mandy's is a good thing to put in there.
How do you fit that into a bottle?
A little video. I'm sure they have
a USB.
A thumb drive. Yeah. I'm sure aliens have a thumb drive.
Oh, I mean, they're more advanced than us, so hopefully they have thumb drives.
Yeah.
That was like 35 different versions ago.
Exactly.
Then.
Lynn's, any thoughts?
I would put an iPhone in there.
An iPhone is a good call.
iPhone is a good call.
It has everything on it to explain it all.
Yeah, it does. You're right.
They would look in and go, what is this thing?
Yeah.
I think they'd figure it out.
What is this block?
I hope so.
My dad figured it out. Cappy figured it out. You figured it out.
Yeah, if my mom can do it, everybody can do it.
Yeah.
Brian, what do you think?
I'd put in two copies, Space Jam 1 and 2, to show them that we will win.
Right.
Oh, I like that.
Right. Yes.
We will win.
But it's also showing
Michael
that
and LeBron.
It shows us that we're getting worse over time, because the first Space Jam was fantastic,
yes.
And the second
okay,
one
was
so
maybe just the first
decline.
One.
We're in decline.
I thought the second one was okay, but it wasn't meant for us as adults or us as the someone that watched it originally.
My inner kid went to see it, and
you had to get deep into your inner kid. It was for children.
It was
for
yeah.
little children.
So
like
you never said, do you stick anything in the bottle?
No, I mean, I like the Mandy Awards. Something to do with gambling, because that's basically what our world is about.
It is what
I don't
our
have.
World
what can
is
we
about.
Give?
You would stick a Shohei's interpreter.
Shohei's interpreter.
Oh, Ipe goes right into the bottle.
Right into
Sorry,
the bottle.
Ipe, that's your punishment.
All right, so let's use this as a jumping off point for some gambling talk, since you keep bringing it up. I would like
you
to make a mythical money bet today, Bergman. We have not done that in a while. The Lakers are +9.5 tonight
no
at
LeBron.
Milwaukee. No LeBron. I don't know if D'Lo's going to play.
Can you look that up, Linz? Is D'Lo going to play?
I will check right
D'Lo
now.
D'Lo missed that last game. But give me the Lakers +9.5. They actually play. They've won some games without LeBron. Didn't they win at New York without LeBron?
They won at New York. They won at Boston without AD and LeBron.
Right.
So
right.
So they do. They play. By the way, when LeBron's off the floor, it kind of spreads the game out a little bit more. It's more ball movement because he's so ball dominant that they have to move the ball around a little bit more. But also, whenever we bet Mythical Money, it's brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is the largest and number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members go to prizepicks.com/710 and use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Excellent. Funny you mentioned Prize Picks, because there's a story. Gambling story.
More gambling stories.
By the way, D'Lo's not on the injury report.
He's okay. Not. Oh, that's good. So, it was an illness. So
yeah, non-COVID
okay.
illness.
Why do we say non-COVID?
Because it's not COVID.
I mean, it's really. Do we got to keep saying non-COVID?
Apparently, we need to. The league is the one saying it. We're just reading.
One's
it.
Like your throat hurts. The other, you're tired. Flu and COVID are.
But as long as
they're different.
League keeps saying it, what are we supposed to do?
Yeah,
they just call it illness now. They don't call it non-COVID anymore.
Oh no, I saw non-COVID illness.
When?
This last week.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. For the D'Lo thing, non-COVID illness.
We can say illness, though.
Yeah, we can say illness. All right, I'm going to hold this Jontay Murray story, the betting story.
You don't want to do it now?
No, we'll do it after What's Up, Fool.
Okay.
So we're going to do some What's Up, Fool. Lindsay's here. Brian's here. You guys both have stuff. We will do it coming up next for you. In the meantime, let me tell you about the L.A. County Department of Mental Health. My partnership with them is really, really important for me, and I hope it's resonating with a lot of you. The LA County Department of Mental Health is there to help you with free emotional support and service referrals and crisis counseling. If you are finding it hard to get somebody to talk to, they have a 24/7 helpline, 800-854-7771. That's 800-854-7771, or you can visit their website, dmh.lacounty.gov. That's dmh.lacounty.gov. The LA County Department of Mental Health. It's all about hope and recovery and well-being. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.